Yes, after the Portsmouth game, everybody's good to go. A couple of little bumps and bruises, but there's only, say, Nathan Smith, who's currently with a specialist, getting investigated. He's a recurring ankle problem, so we'll sit on that and we'll wait and see.
It's a frustrating one with him, isn't it? Because he started ever so well.
Yes, and Nathan's a good pro. He wants to play every minute of every game. But he's had a niggly ankle since I've joined the club, and I think it's important for the lad and ourselves that we get to the bottom of it, and hopefully he can progress his career from there.
Is it one of those situations where, because it has been recurring, it might need some serious work doing to it, or is it something that can be managed, do you think?
Well, we've gone down both routes at the minute. We're fortunate to have good people who we can work with alongside, and again, they've just nipped up with Jamie there to speak to a couple of the lads up towards Bradford Clinic. So I think it's important that he just gets a bit of clarity on it, and then he can go from there, really.
Presumably you're not expecting him around this weekend?
No, I don't think Nathan will make the game, no.
On the plus side as regards injuries, you have had Ian Evatt back and in and around the squad right now. Having just spoken to him, he really has been through the ringer, both physically and mentally, I suppose, over the last 10 months. How difficult has that been for you as a coaching staff to manage along the way in the 5 or 6 weeks that he's been with Chesterfield Football Club?
Yeah, because, for any footballer, any professional athlete, injuries aren't, a good place to be. You get some dark days, and it's important as staff, whether it be a physio, manager or coach, you've got to identify everybody's individual and everybody needs a lift, whether they're playing or not. Since Ian's been in the club, he wants to play straight away because he loves the club, he's been here before. But, sometimes you've got to take the matters, into your own hands and look after the individual the best you can. And hopefully we've done that with Ian. He's worked tirelessly hard. He's put really, quite a few hours in now to get on the pitch and hit the ground running. And obviously we'll see that, very soon. Hopefully Ian will get in the team and he'll make appearance after appearance and get us to where we want to be.
Do you think there's a greater acceptance of that kind of thing now, that when players are sidelined for, 3 months and upwards and beyond, that it is actually very tough for them to deal with not being able to do your job?
Oh, of course it is. There's nothing more frustrating. You're sat in a physio room and the other lads are going on the training ground and, winning on a Saturday. And, although you are part of it, you don't feel it. So it's important that you do manage people. And obviously Ian's been a case of that at the minute since he's been at the club, but he's been great. His attitude, his application, as a senior player, it's been fantastic. So, as soon as we can get him out there, we will.
And speaking of sort of pushing others on, you've got a Championship player on the bench right now. He's not getting in the team.
No, and again, it proves, we're going along okay at the minute. It's not, again, I've just repeated before, 11 players don't win many trophies. A squad wins the trophies. Through the manager and the physios, the scouts and the club, all the way down through the players. And I think they're identifying that, since I've been at the club, the attitude towards training has been fantastic. And they're coming round to the work ethic in the club at the minute. And the longer we keep that going, we'll be fine.
It gives quite a selection poser, though, doesn't it? Because historically, Paul Cook has said, look, if the team plays well, that team will continue on. Yet the lads who are coming off the bench, they're getting the headlines right now. Dirikwa and Nandouye, they're scoring the goals.
It is, and it's credit to the fitness levels, and it's credit to the lads how much behind, how much they back each other. And again, as long the longer they can do that and identify that, the better. Because sometimes it's easy to get frustrated as a player. You just look at as yourself. That you can be very selfish, which it's not a bad thing because that's how you've got to be sometimes as a player. But when you've got a squad and they're all chomping at the bit for a manager, it's a better headache to have than having no players at all. So the longer we can do that, obviously there'll be selection issues and problems because people are performing well, but. That's what they're supposed to do. That's why the professional footballers, they are supposed to perform well and do the job when they enter the pitch. So,
you've done ever so well at the start of the season and we've seen certain how flexible the squad can be and the way you've been able to move people around. All right, last week it was 4-4-2 for a bit. You've changed in other games as well. Have you considered changes for this game against Accrington along the way?
We consider the best way to win every game, whether it's Accrington, Fleetwood, Southend. We consider the best way that we think we could be more productive in our play. And, so far so good, it's going okay. And Accrington's just another one of them games. Whatever we think's our biggest strength, and our biggest weakness, you know, we'll concentrate on us first, and then, you know, we'll tackle the opposition.
Just to change tack for a second before we talk about the game itself, is it in the mind maybe to enter the loan market when it reopens again in a few days' time?
Well, you'd be foolish to say no, because you're after good players. You know, if a player comes available, you know, and at the minute we're working very hard. You know, we get out there and watch a lot of games, and you know, if a player comes available, it can add to what you're doing. You know, there may be a chance of bringing him to the building. So you know, we'll see.
And the other thing is, which is an intriguing aside about outs, I mean, you've got one player who's transfer listed right now who's been excellent at the start of the season. Was there no sort of interest in Sam Hurd over the course of the last window closing?
I think Sam's been fantastic since I've walked in the building. For whatever reason, you know, he's on the pitch and he's playing well. You know, that's the main thing for Sam and the club. You know, people talk about transfer listed, there's nothing untoward regarding that. Not one bit. So, you know, while we're winning and he's playing well, I don't think it's a conversation needs to be had.
Martin Woods, what happened with him? He obviously played a reserve game for you, didn't he? How's that been left?
Again, Martin's one of them very, very good players who's without a club. You know, we'll be constantly looking for good players to bring into the club. At the minute, nothing could be agreed with Martin and ourselves. So he'll go and obviously try some, you know, conversation elsewhere. He is a player we'll monitor. He's a player that we keep in touch with. I thought he was great. His attitude and his applications since he walked through the door, fantastic.
Is there anybody else in that mould that you might be looking at over the course of the immediate future?
Yeah, again, you know, good players. That's what we want in our club. You know, we want good players in the team, in the squad, and around the club. So, you know, we'll just be constantly looking out for good players.
So, Accrington Stanley obviously means quite a bit to you and Paul, doesn't it, to be facing them this weekend and a chance to see a few old faces?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you know, Accrington are in a position at the minute, which is very false. It doesn't reflect on the performances at the minute. So we're expecting a stern test. Obviously, it adds a little bit of extra spice with the two ex-managers, you know, at the opposing club. So you expect them to raise their levels, you know, in abundance. So, you know, our lads will be up for a tough game on Saturday.
Expectations are high on Chesterfield this year, but when it's top versus bottom, they'll probably go a little bit higher this time with Accrington.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I think it'd be foolish. You know, if you've knocked around League Two for long enough, I think, especially after five games, league positions are very false. You know, you just got to keep your head down and work hard. You know, come the end of the season, that's when it sorts itself out, who's been the most successful and who hasn't. Certainly, you know, Saturday in September, it's not a reflection on where you'll end up. I hope it is, you know, from our point of view. But, you know, to say top and bottom after five games is a bit false. You know, expect a really good stern test. I think they'll apply themselves very well, and I think they'll come with a very good game plan.
How different maybe a football club are they to the one that Paul left and obviously you left then a short time after that?
Well, I can't answer that really, because I've not been there. You know, what I will say is when Paul came in and through myself, we tried to take the club forward in good strides, and I felt we both did that in abundance. And again, you know, since we left now, you know, you just wish them well, because I had some very good years. I've got some very good friends there.
Who's left then that you would know? Because even in football, people move on quite quickly, don't they?
Who's left within?
That you would know. Who will you be looking forward to seeing at the weekend?
Obviously, you know, the staff, the players, you know, who remained when I was there. Obviously, through James, you know, the manager, I was at Blackburn Rovers with him as a youngster. So I've had, you know, quite a few years with him. And again, you know, just the people who were outside the club as well. It'd be just nice to see familiar faces.
I think he's got a little bit of credit, hasn't he, for wanting to start his managerial career with Accrington, having been a player that obviously went on and did very well financially out of his playing career, that he's quite prepared to start at Accrington.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he got that, you know, when he was a player. You know, I had a fair few conversations before he came into the club when I was manager to come and help us play. And, you know, credit to him, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was very humble, and, you know, he came in to kind of help the club go in the right direction. And, you know, he's repeated that with his managerial decision as well.
What does your scouting tell you about them now and this current crop then? What are their strengths?
Accrington have, you know, they've been a solid League Two club now for some years. You know, they offer good application. You know, the lads give, they don't leave anything on the pitch. You know, every Accrington team you've seen over the years, they don't leave anything on the pitch. So you'd be expecting a stern test. You know, they've got some very good individual players. You know, they've been hit with a few injuries and a few suspensions of late. But I'm sure they'll turn the results around once they get all the players back.
It's interesting listening to the reaction from the games that Chesterfield have played in from the manager and yourself and some of the players, that you've had some terrific results along the way, but the performances haven't always been there. So what are you looking at as improvement from the team right now?
I think it's just the standard you set. You know, we know we've got some good players to work with. We know what we want out of the players, you know, with the work ethic that we're trying to portray along on the players. So I think it's important, although you are getting results, you know, don't kind of camouflage the fact where you want to be and what you're looking for. And, you know, to be fair to the players, you know, they're on the same page. So, you know, if you've got that in tandem, you'll be fine.